ever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sand Point, Alaska.
Franz Ferdinand says their new album revolves around the most uncomfortable of emotions, fear.
People don't like admitting to feeling fear. And Bob and I had this great conversation about how fear is, you know, often the most exciting element in life, or overcoming it.
That's Alex Kapranos, co-founder of Franz Ferdinand. Their new album is The Human Fear. Co-founder Bob Hardy says these new songs were a call to action.
If you live your life without putting yourself in a situation where you ever feel afraid, then it's going to be a pretty boring life. Are you really living?
Coming up, Alex and Bob will get into the new album, including talking about a song that really leans into Kapranos' heritage.
When I would go there, people would say, like, are you really Greek? You look far too blonde to be Greek.
Plus live performances, including an acoustic treatment of one of their biggest hits. It's Franz Ferdinand today on World Cafe. And hey, I am Kaleo. I'm fired up. They're one of the best bands of the 21st century, and I'm glad we've got them in studio just a few minutes away after Jim James. Welcome. It's World Cafe. Hi, I'm Kaleo. It was 2004 when this part of the song, Take Me Out, shook me from the dying world of nu metal and a fleeting garage rock revival. Franz Ferdinand's breakout single was big, bright, and most of all, fun. The opening salvo has not only stood the test of time, but the longtime Glasgow indie rock band has been one of the best of the 21st century, consistently releasing great albums like You Could Have It So Much Better, Tonight, and Always Ascending. Their latest is called The Human Fear, named because Alex Kapranos and Bob Hardy realized most of the new songs revolved around fear and the joy of overcoming it. Alex and Bob sit down for a chat that looks back at the band's history in addition to discussing the new album. Plus, they humbled this old fan's request for a live performance of one of their all-time greats, This Fire. We'll get there, but first, a song from The Human Fear, recorded in studio. It's Franz Ferdinand with Night or Day on World Cafe.
One, two, three, and... To every day, oh my. Some days are just here to try. Sometimes it's every day, oh my. Sometimes every night. If I can be a irascible or brown, then we can be predictable. We turn to face each other. We turn to test each other. We lean against each other. Life's never gonna be easy, but if you're living it with me, we're gonna live it up night or day. Well, I wanna live a life with you. No life is you, and I want it night or day. Well, look forward to night or day. Addicted to you. Life's never gonna be easy, but if you're living it with me, we're gonna live it up night or day. Well, I wanna live a life with you. No life is you, and I want it night or day. Look forward to every day. Style, oh my. Sometime living it higher. Life never gonna be easy, but if you're living it with me, we're gonna live it up night or day. Well, I wanna live a life with you. No, life is you, and I want it night. Never gonna be easy, but if you're living it with me, we're gonna live it up night or day. Well, I wanna live life with you. No life is you, and I want it night or day. Night or day, come on, night or day, night and day.
Recorded live in studio here in Philadelphia, it is Franz Ferdinand with a performance of Night or Day. It is from their new album, which is available now. It is called The Human Fear. I'm so thrilled to welcome Alex Kapranos and Bob Hardy of Franz Ferdinand. Gentlemen, so great to see you. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot for having us here, man. Yeah.
Yeah. So it is not lost on me that you are in the middle of a U.S. tour as we're recording this show. During what could be charitably called uncertain times, touring on a record
called The Human Fear. I'm curious, what have these stateside shows been like? Has the vibe been different for the audience, for you? How's it feel being out here right now?
I get the feeling that nobody wants to address anything which is going on in their external lives in the context of a show. And I feel that rock and roll has often been one of the greatest forms of escapism, and that feels true now more than ever.
Yeah,
no, I totally agree. Yeah, it's somewhere you go to lose yourself.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
I love thinking about fear because it's something that we don't always aren't comfortable talking about. When did you realize this record was tackling themes of fear and overcoming it?
It wasn't until the album was finished, until the last lyric was written. The album title comes from the first line of the last lyric, which was written, which is this song Hooked, where I sing, I've got the fear, I've got the human fear. And then I realized it was kind of like a keyhole through which I could look to understand what the themes of the album were, like the themes of all these other songs. Because often when you write without understanding what it is, what the cohesive elements are, what the themes are that are bringing it together. And it's only afterwards you look back and go, oh yeah, of course, that's about this. And I realized that all of the songs had some kind of underlying human fear underneath them. And you're right, fear is something that we are often afraid of talking about. People don't like admitting to feeling fear. And Bob and I had this great conversation about how fear's, you know, often the most exciting element in life, or overcoming it.
Yeah, like all the best things lie on the other side of it. And if you live your life without putting yourself in a situation where you ever feel afraid, then it's going to be a pretty boring life. And are you really living? You know?
Definitely. Do you feel like there's, as a creator, that fear has evolved? Like fear when you're a 21-year-old writing a song versus what fear is when you're working? Do you experience it still, or is it in a different way than, you know, when you were here?
Do you mean fear as a songwriter or fear in life in general?
I was thinking more dialing down to like the creative aspect of what you do for a living, but I'm happy to go wider
if you want
to start wider.
To answer your question, I've never really felt fear as a songwriter. I've never been afraid of that. That's just something that I do. If anything, like writing songs is my escape from the world or understanding the world, and I've never felt fear of that.
Did you ever feel fear about playing your songs to other people?
Yeah.
How did you overcome that?
Actually, no. Fear was. Oh, that's a good question. It's. I'm not sure if it was. Yeah, you know. I don't think it's fear of playing the songs. I think it's the fear of being judged.
Acceptance, validation kind of
thing?
Yeah.
Or I think it's the fear of humiliation. You know, the fear that you would play something which was obviously extremely personal to you, and then somebody laughing at you. And that definitely happened
when
I played some of my early songs. I remember, like, me and my friend Andrew used to write and play songs when we were teenagers together. I remember I'd made this song with Andrew, and we were so proud of it. And my brother was round at the house with some of his pals, and I said, "Listen to this." And I played it on the family hi-fi system, and they all just burst out laughing. And I was like, "I hate you all, but not as much as I hate myself."
That has to harden you a little bit, right?
I think the key is like. As you go through life in general, I think this is one of the wonderful things about growing older generally, is that you don't give a damn.
Yes.
Do you know, that? I think that's one of the great escapes of leaving adolescence, leaving your 20s as well. How good it is to like kind of just feel, yeah, do you know what? You know, if you like a grand, but like, I really don't care. I really don't care if you don't. And it's liberating.
Yeah,
like truly liberating.
Bob, do you feel a little bit more deliberate in your work as you've gotten older?
Deliberate. I guess so.
Or maybe like you have a higher level of quality that you expect from yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I take pride in playing the bass in a way more as I get older. I learned the bass to be in the band. And so at the beginning, I was just doing it to get by.
Right.
And then it reached a point where I was actually, you know, the more you play an instrument, the more fun it gets and the better you get at it. And once I reached that level where I was really enjoying it, then I take pride in it. Yeah.
Would it be fair to say that the band was kind of like a social activity to a great extent? At the
beginning? I mean, yeah, it was. I mean, yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, early tours for me, it was mainly about the partying and the after shows. You know, in my 20s.
Wow.
And then that, as you get older, that kind of becomes less the focus, and now it's all about the show.
It's about the gig.
Yeah, and I love that. I mean, actually, I when I'm at home and as a tour coming up, I'm like just looking forward to getting on stage and playing gigs.
This is World Cafe. We're here with Alex Vava, Franz Ferdinand, talking about the new album, The Human Fear. Audacious. What can you tell me about the beginnings of this song? Because this is kind of a song about overcoming the fear, right?
Yeah, I just kind of like having, yeah, just deciding, like being confronted by fear and sort of saying, am I going to be overcome by fear? Am I going to be overwhelmed? Am I going to let it destroy me and like wash over with all of its toxicity? Or will I just stand up and do something audacious instead? And it was one of those songs that I love songs that appear like this, where the music and the lyrical idea kind of appear simultaneously. It doesn't always happen, but I was kind of mucking about on the piano trying to play something on just the white notes because I'm a really bad pianist, and it kind of worked out. And yeah, it just sort of, I guess I was talking about how I maybe was feeling at that particular moment in my life, and it's sort of like it was just literally questioning myself, like, what am I going to do? It's like, nah, I'm going to do something audacious. I'm going to just keep feeling audacious.
What I take from that song is the line about I can't remember exactly, but basically, when the world's falling apart, the keeping going is an audacious act.
Yes.
And you know, I think defining what something is, or something being audacious, can be as simple as just continuing.
Yes.
And I think that falls into the creative process as well.
Let's take a listen. It's Franz Ferdinand in studio with Audacious.
Here we go with riff. A one, two, a one, two, three, and did you ever get the feeling that there's something in the seaming, the stitching gone? So you rip a little harder till that rip becomes a run. Feel the fabric of existence come unspun. When hey there, we don't care, could be standing way out where you're naked and freezing till you are right. With a 17 cigarette in my hand, the rain fell low as you were standing over the river sand with exasperated feelings. When hey ho, you don't know, is it a joke? No, I said no, I'm serious, more serious than I've ever been, I've ever been. So don't stop. There's no one to save us, so just carry on. Don't go blaming the neighbors, you know they're the same as us. We should just get on, get on. Did you ever get the feeling that you're world has come undone? No revealing of a reason to carry on. When hey there, it's there, waiting just in there, ready any time to come along.
That's Audacious from Franz Ferdinand, recorded live here in studio at The Cafe. Coming up, more with Bob Hardy and Alex Kapranos as they talk about their latest album, The Human Fear, and we'll get to a very cool stripped-down performance of This Fire. It's all coming up on World Cafe. World Cafe, hanging out with Bob Hardy and Alex Kapranos of Franz Ferdinand. Their latest album is called The Human Fear. There's one song that stands out on the record, and I wanted to ask Alex about it.
There's a song that I want to ask about that's on the album that you're not playing live today, Black Eyelashes. And I was reading a Reddit, your Franz Ferdinand Reddit, and there was a comment someone said, they've always secretly been making Greek music, but it's about time they came out and did something like obvious. What was the genesis of this track?
You know, that's a very astute observation. I grew up with a lot of Greek music, and those melodies, they're very particular. They're written on sort of unusual scales and modes, and they actually call them roads in rhombetica, and because you go up one route and then you come down another route, like a different sequence. And I think, like a lot of songs, like 40 feet, you know, that's that, to me, that's like a very Greek sounding riff, which is right on our first album. But the song, that song came about, I went back to Greece, and I should explain, my father's Greek. That's where the name Kapranos comes from. And so, yeah, that's why I grew up listening to a lot of Greek music. And I went back to Greece in 2019, and I was walking around Athens, I guess trying to find my Greekness, because like a lot of children of immigrants, I know where I'm from, but I know that I'm not really from there. And it's a strange thing when you think about it, because, you know, culturally, I was very immersed in Greek culture. You know, I would go to Greece most summers. I would eat with my family. I knew how to speak Greek body language, if that makes sense. You know, I knew how to eat. I knew how to behave there. But at the same time, I knew I wasn't like... when I would go there, people would say, like, are you really Greek? You look far too blonde to be Greek. Ooh. Or, you know, or particularly, like, if you're Greek, why don't you speak Greek so well? And so I guess this song was me coming to terms with, like, how much I appreciate and love my Greek heritage, but also knowing that I'll never be truly Greek in the way that Greek people from Greece see themselves. And I love Greek music. I love rhombetica. And there's a lyrical theme that you find in a lot of music from that form, which is about black eyebrows or black eyelashes and black eyes. And so I guess I'm using that theme in the song to sort of represent Greekness, and that's me searching for it.
Is rhombetica something like you would call traditional folk in
Greek music? No, rhombetica is quite different from that. I guess the nearest parallel would be something like blues, because it was a very urban music. In the late 20s, there was something which the Greeks call the catastrophe, which is where, you know, throughout history, the Greeks and the Turks kind of would fall out with each other. And there was an exchange of populations, like both sides really suffered. But a lot of Greeks came over from what's now the west coast of Turkey, Smyrna, and came over as refugees to Piraeus. And so Piraeus was full of these Greeks who were immersed in a sort of, like, I don't know, culturally maybe a more Eastern sort of sound. So, like, a lot of the music had these more Eastern inflections to them. And so these people were living in Athens, and they would hang out in these places called tekkes. Tekkes were essentially places you would go, like speakeasies you would go to smoke hash. And so a lot of the songs were about smoking hashish and getting stabbed, or like various other nefarious activities.
Sounds like a blues song to me.
Yeah. No, so like it was, and the guys that sing it, and the sort of like culture, these guys were called mangas, like which meant roughly like gangster. These very sharp dressed guys, they would all walk around with like a double breasted a jacket hanging over their shoulder on their finger, with little pencil mustaches, like very, very sharp. And so it's quite different from a lot of the music that people think of as Greek music, like the kind of Sirtaki kind of music, which is very much folk music and island music, which is wonderful as well. But this is urban music, and I love it. And I grew up because my grandfather and my father loved that music and would play it to me when I was a kid.
Well, I'd love the audience to hear a little bit of it. Here's Black Eyelashes from Franz Ferdinand and World Cafe. Ferdinand, it's Black Eyelashes. It's a song from their new album, The Human Fear, which is available now. Hanging out with Bob and Alex from the band. Up next, Bar Lonely. I am curious, was this really inspired by the Golden Guy district in Shinjuku?
Yes, it is. Yeah, Bar Lonely is a bar. It's still there in the Golden Guy. And Bob and I went. What year did we go there?
2015.
So we went there. We had an incredible night there. The guy who owns it is an obsessive Beatles fan, and I think it's maybe a reference to Eleanor Rigby.
Yeah.
But I think there might have been some kind of concept behind it, like that it was a place originally that you could go to be lonely. And maybe we ran with this idea a little bit, like sort of pictured this bar where you would go to be completely on your own, completely lonely, completely introspective, amongst other people who were in the identical state of mind. And so just all these people not talking to each other, not interacting with each other, only interacting with the barman. And kind of the antithesis of the concept of Cheers.
Right, where everybody knows your name.
Yeah. Well, so we sing When No One's Glad You Came, When Nobody Knows Your Name. So, yeah, and it kind of suited where we were in our lives at that particular point.
Yeah.
I love working on lyrics as Bob, because Bob tends to be very conceptual in his lyrics, and has this urge to talk about often deeply emotional issues, but from a third person's perspective, which is how a lot of my favorite literature is written as well. Like, if you think of somebody like Raymond Carver, like, it's very much they're talking about an intensely emotional situation from a distance, which is very powerful, I think.
Do you find that you have complementary sort of editing, refining skills, looking at lyrics or music? And
I think that we agree, tend to have the similar tastes. So yeah, there's that. I think that we generally agree on the choices made.
I really appreciate Bob's perspective, because Bob's very much a lyrics first person.
Yeah.
And when we were making this record, the song Hooked only existed as a piece of music originally. Like, it was like a riff and I had no lyric for it. And Bob kept on saying, what is this? It's nothing. It doesn't that's not a song.
Wait, you're saying that you like it now, but at the time you didn't like it when I was saying that.
No, I didn't. Well, all I could hear was, but that's a great riff. It's such a great riff.
Yeah, it was
but,
a great
but
riff,
you were
yeah.
right, and you needed to say that. Yeah.
My way into music was always lyrically. Like, my dad's record collection was like Leonard Cohen, you know, which is just, you know, because
songwriter first, yeah.
Yeah, he's a poet. And then he's like, and then he puts into music.
Something struck me about this the other day, though. You're a huge Mogwai fan.
Yeah, but I got into Mogwai later in my teens, and it felt really like a whole new world. So it was kind of like, it's kind of the exception that proved the rule for me.
Okay.
See, and that's weird, because for me, I've always been a music person first. So like a band like Mogwai goes to my emotional center first and foremost. Yeah. Like, I don't need the lyrics to feel what they're trying to convey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it is a strange thing, because it really depends on when those bands come into your life that sort of affects
that's
that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, this has been Music Philosophy 101. No, let's listen to Bar Lonely. It's Franz Ferdinand here on World Cafe.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. When it's so dark, hard to look out. It's hard when the blind won't pull itself up. But can you go when no one knows your name? No one's glad that you came. But lonely is so close. It's on the corner of the Golden Guide. I know the order and he knows which shot is the hue. Till the end, she has to stay out. She's uncertain, but the curtain might draw itself. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Where can she go when no one knows your name? No one's glad that you came. But lonely, it's so close. It's on the corner of the Golden Guy. I know the owner and he knows which shot is the hue.
recorded live in studio. It's Franz Ferdinand, a performance of Bar Lonely. It's a song from their new album, The Human Fear. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe, joined by Alex Kapranos and Bob Hardy from the band. And we've got one more live performance to get to, and this one was by request, so I very much appreciate them playing it. It's This Fire.
I don't think we've ever played this song acoustically.
I was thinking that's the first time. That's what the first time I played on the bass and you on an acoustic guitar in your kitchen, it was probably the last time we did that.
Yes, I was acoustic guitar and a Wurlitzer piano. So there we are. We're going right back to the roots here.
Beautiful, gentlemen. I very much appreciate you playing it. It's This Fire in studio.
1, 2, 3, 4. Drawing so sweetly, but now there is a fire in me, fire that burns. Oh, this fire is out of control. I'm gonna burn this city, burn this city. This fire is out of control. I'm gonna burn this city, burn this city. It's out of control. I'm gonna burn this city, burn this city. This fire is out of control. I'm gonna burn it, yes I will. I'm burning it down. Destroying so sweetly, but now there is a fire in me, fire that burns. This fire is out of control. I'm gonna burn this city, burn this city. This fire is out of control. I'm gonna burn this city, burn this city. It's out of control. I'm gonna burn this city, burn this city. This fire is out of control.
Cool. This Fire. It's Franz Ferdinand on World Cafe. The new album is available now. It is called The Human Fear. Alex, Bob, thank you both so much for coming in. This was a real highlight for me. And come back and see us again soon.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed our chat. Thank you.
Alex Kapranos and Bob Hardy of Franz Ferdinand. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
Hey!
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Oh, man. Younger version of me, super excited. Present version of me, super excited to talk to Alex Kapranos and Bob Hardy of Franz Ferdinand. Their latest studio album, The Human Fear, is available now. And if you would like to see videos of that performance and the interview, you can find it on our YouTube page at World Cafe. Thinking about that first album that came out in 2004, the Franz Ferdinand self-titled, such an interesting time for indie rock. So I wanted to play a mid-aughts set of music, starting with Arctic Monkeys. I bet you look good on the dance floor. It's World Cafe.
Anytime. told me you wanted to eat up my sadness. Maybe you've got to be more discerning. I've never known what's good for me. And maybe you've got to be more demanding. Jump left. What are you holding up for? What's always? Why so dead? Absent-minded. Why so scared?
Public Radio's most listened to music show.
This is World Cafe.
We'll be right back. Get hot, get too close to the flame. Wild open space. Talk like an open book. Sign me up. Got no time to take a picture. I'll remember someday.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastborough and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Thank you. You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.